AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The jury in the trial of three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, has started its second day of deliberations. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The disproportionately white jury will have to decide if father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant were acting in self-defense, as their lawyers say. But the prosecution says you can't claim self-defense if you started it, and the three men with the gun were attempting a citizen's arrest of an unarmed Arbery. They say they suspected he was a burglar. Meanwhile, the peaceful demonstrations outside the courthouse have led to tighter security. Some small barricades around the building, Georgia State Troopers standing by the steps and doors. I'm Julie Walker.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits last month dropped below 200,000 to 199,000, the lowest mark in more than 50 years. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the report reflects workers remain choosy about the jobs they'll take.
The reality is that the job market is tight, and I think we'll have that further reflected in the forthcoming November employment report that we'll get in the coming days from the Labor Department.
More than 18 million new hires have been made since April 2020. Consumer spending increased last month, rising a solid 1.3%, as inflation also increased, a 5% jump in October. The Commerce Department also reports that the economy should grow at a modest 2.1% in the fourth quarter of the year. It's up a tenth of a percent from an earlier estimate. Economists expect a 5.5% rise in the GDP for the entire year, which would be the best showing since 1984. And a big improvement from last year when the economy shrank by 3.4%. On Wall Street, in late morning trading, the Dow is off about 100 points, while the S&P 500 has dropped 15. This is AP News. This morning at Vandenberg Space Force Base, California.
3, 2, 1, 0. Mission. Falcon 9 with the DART mission, on the way for humanity's first ever planetary defense test mission.
The DART spacecraft, short for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, lifts off atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. The DART aimed at a 525-foot-long asteroid, Dimorphos. They're expected to collide next September. The idea is for the 1,200-pound spacecraft to give the asteroid a nudge to knock it off course. Technique could prove useful for altering the course of other asteroids years or decades before they threaten the Earth. New home sales were up just 0.4% last month, lower than expected. The sales were off by 23% from October 2020. The median price of a new home rose to a record $407,000. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.